Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Back to pass, blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket. 40, 30, down to the 20. Allen looking for the end zone, and he's in for a 40-yard touchdown rip. The beast has been released.
They brought zero, had a motion, you know, guy jumping up in the window for my hot, and just kind of tucked it and felt space and just ran. Cooksey did such a great job of running his guy off and then blocking downfield to spring me loose, so you don't get those plays too often, so they're fun.
And it's intercepted! Jumping up in the air is Bedford! Gets away from Burrow! 30, 20, 10, 5! Your AFC Defensive Player of the Week has done it again!
Fans were unbelievable, just awesome, staying with us through four quarters. Toughness of the football team was on display, full display, taking it down to the wire. It's a heck of a team, well-coached team. We have a lot of respect for them, obviously an elite quarterback, and we knew it was going to be tough.
Here's the snap, back to pass, nobody open, pumps, looking right, fires, and wide open in the end zone is Jackson Hawes, and it's snow angel time in the end zone for Buffalo.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here we go. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Brandon Cooks is already Cooksey. So I was, you said it in here. I was making a list of, in Allen's quote there, just that we just heard, how I've heard this about baseball, and sometimes I'll just be listening to a game and I'll think about this. How impossibly foreign a sport sounds if it's just like all jargon like that. They brought zero. There, like, imagine you've never seen a football game. Right. They brought zero. There was motion. He was hot. There was space. Here was Cooksey. You wouldn't even necessarily rule out Cooksey as a term. Like, maybe that's a thing that also happened on this.
Yeah.
Are they called plays? Zero, motion, hot, space, Cooksey. There might have been more.
It's a little early on in our relationship with Brandon Cooks, but I did have a moment there where I thought, what happened to Jimbo? Cook is Cooksy now? And then I'm like, oh, no, wait.
Cook is Jimbo.
That's Cooks that's running the last defender. Like, the only defender that was on that side of the field, it looks like, watching that play back. And Cooks did what you're supposed to do. He did that earlier on another Allen scramble that I noticed that didn't go for as many yards, but just – you want to try to get in somebody's way, but it's good at the outset when you see your quarterback doing that. You just keep running because it's going to just take defenders out of the play.
Well, thank goodness for Brandon Cooks that James Cook is not Cooksey, because then what do we do?
That would be big trouble.
He can't even be. He couldn't even have been Cookie either, Cook, because we had a Cookie.
It's been long enough. I think they could get away with calling him Cookie, but they don't. I don't know if that
Jimbo
was out of some deference to Cookie Gilchrist, but
probably not.
Probably not is right. Yeah,
and there's McDermott too, and Allen did the same thing. I just wonder how they really feel. Like, oh, we love our fans. They stuck with us through four quarters. You had Allen yesterday too. Like, almost the first thing he said was how they didn't leave. The fans didn't leave.
But yeah, which harkened back to opening night. I believe. Yeah,
are they really walking around with that? Are they really, like, I don't want to say that. I mean, McDermott and Allen are constantly praising the fans. They're constantly doing that.
I don't feel like Allen was really he was praising the fans, but it was like a reminder that he chided the fans night, right?
No,
like
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They always will they'll make their own space to compliment the fans. Like, I'm sure every team does the same thing. But it's just weird that the first thing out of their mouths last night was a reference to how the fans didn't leave. I mean, is Allen really walking around with that? Let it go. It's a 1 o'clock game, and they were above 1% to win. Unlike opening night, which was they were not above 1% to win, and it was 11.
Yeah.
You know, I believe them. Who would not want to believe them when they talk about how great they think the fans are? But, okay, opening night, fans left. You were probably going to lose, and it was a school night. Give me a break. I mean, just why is that something that even would have thought crossed their minds yesterday? Now, I want to go to a game now and immediately leave. I want to go to a game, walk down to the sideline. Like, hey, guys, I got to go. Sorry, I still love you.
Yeah, I don't know. One might ask why it's crossing your mind now to be upset about it.
I'm not upset. I'm just like, why would they both have like immediately had the instinct after that game to talk about how the fans didn't leave?
I think it bothered Allen. I think it must have bothered Allen a lot, if you're really asking. I think it must have really bothered Allen a lot that people left on opening night.
Well,
And he probably got some blowback for criticizing the fans for it.
Good, good.
And like wanted to, I don't know. But I still feel like it was reminding everyone that, hey, remember when I was mad at you on opening night? Like, I don't know. I didn't need that. That's the weirdest part of the whole thing to me. McDermott always says that. And, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to be conscious of the fact that it's, you know, 30 degrees and snowing the whole time, and it's not easy to sit out there.
McDermott doesn't have to say, thanks for sticking with us. What is he used to? The fans are always sticking with them. Like, that's the Baltimore game was what was unusual. That was like, okay, people left because it's super late and we have to go to work and school in the morning. Anyway. This is not one that we can just sort of like settle, because some fans think, I got a guy on Twitter who thinks it's like maybe super offensive to ever leave a game early. And then you have people who are just like sort of normal and like, I don't care. I bought a ticket.
I had to leave.
I can root for Baltimore if I want.
I wanted to go home.
I can root for Cincinnati. I can stay. I can go. I can buy a hot dog or not. This is sort of like what I've signed up for here. Whatever. It's their lives. Anyway, yes, right. Not the lead. Here's maybe also not the lead, but a question I had for you. The Bills win by 5. The line was 5.5. You had the Bengals in the picks, which is very unusual for you to go against the Bills in the picks.
That's right.
And I had the Bills, which is very unusual for me.
If I don't like the Bills to cover, they're mostly usually favored. If they're ever not, I think I would almost always take them if they're getting points because they win most of their games. But
they do win most of their games.
If I don't like the spread, I won't pick the game at all usually. But I like Cincinnati to make this game pretty close.
So who was more right?
Well, I mean, it was 5.5. So
basically the same. I mean,
right
by a half a point. I don't have to ask this question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I was super right, but it was close enough.
I think you were way closer to right than I was,
because you thought the Bills would cover somewhat comfortably, or just cover. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I had a -5.5, and it was never I was never going to win.
That's right.
Like it Benford.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what is this game before the Benford play? It's the nightmare scenario.
It's your I need another stop and am I going to get it? Right? Cuz the Benford play is 32-28 or no, 28-25 maybe is the score when the Benford play happens.
He gets them within 3. No.
No, he gives them
the lead.
He gives them the lead. Yeah,
Allen gets them within 3.
Right.
And then Benford gives them the lead. 32-28.
Okay.
5:25 left.
Right.
But even after Allen's run,
right, they were down.
Cincinnati's moving.
Right. They're going to get the ball. And, yeah, I think you're, come on, McDermott defense, I need a stop. Really the reason why I didn't pick the Bills in the game is I didn't trust them to get enough stops in the game. But, I mean, a pick six is a hell of a stop.
I mean, it's the best
guy. It worked out really, really well that play came when it did. But yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's a 67-yard interception return or something. So
63.
They're
at the 33. The snap is at the 33.
Range. Yeah, I mean, they're there. So they've already driven on you, and you got that play, and it really swung the entire thing. Because the next time they get the ball, right away, you know, you score, kickoff, and the next snap is another takeaway. And the Bills get that, you know, that extra touchdown that it turns out they needed.
I mean, betting the Bills -5.5 or just sort of rooting for them, it never felt good to me. Is that me or is that most of us? Like, it just never felt good until Benford. Benford, after that, the Bengals get the ball back and they're maybe you would assume they're just going to drive again and they might even win the clock because now there's less time. And if they time it right, they can drive for the win even maybe. But then you have another pick immediately.
Right.
And then that's it. I mean, mostly, it wasn't literally over.
It wasn't it. It was, yeah, I mean, you really, you know, the Bills choosing to throw. Did they throw on all three of those plays? Because the Allen, right, he gets sacked. It's 3rd and 15, 3rd and 16, that scramble that Allen has to ice the game. So they were not eating clock, and it gets to there. And I think the announcing crew, and I bet a lot of people thought after they tried to throw and it didn't work, well, they're gonna at least run the 40 seconds here and punt. Right, so here comes the give up handoff, and we're just going to hang on. But they called another pass play, and Allen. I don't know if there was ever. I haven't looked back at the play enough to know if there was any real intent to throw. But the first chance he's got to get out of there, he just gets out of there.
Send everybody downfield. Ices the game. Run.
Right.
It's a terrible job by Cincinnati.
Yes.
It's worse than losing on a handoff.
They played a couple. That play and the 40-yard touchdown play. Looked like the Bengals defense had never played against a quarterback who can run ever. And they just played Lamar Jackson. Who didn't run.
Good thing.
But whatever.
For them.
Yeah.
Well, you got through it. You know, Cincinnati, I think, not that it matters because it's literally 5.5 and FanDuel is going to tell you how you did based on the final score. But I think Cincinnati was the right side in that game. But turnovers. I mean, there are games when the Bills are big favorites, but they turn the ball over and they don't cover. And, you know, that's just sort of what happens. But the two interceptions from a guy that had not thrown an interception all year. I know he missed a lot of time, but still, from Burrow is massive. It's not in any way like a season saver, this result, because they still would have been in good shape.
Yeah.
And now they're in the same shape mostly in the standings.
I mean, you're going to, and maybe this will turn out to be to their detriment. I don't know, but you're still alive for the division. It's slim, right? It's in the teens, I think, your percent chance to win it might be. Maybe it's even lower than that. I'm not sure at this point, but you're still alive. You get New England next week. And then you're going to see, okay, they got Baltimore. What kind of shape is Baltimore in? And then you're still going to need them to lose, you know, one of those games at the end.
The Patriots.
The Patriots, right.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know, this game would have cinched that. Like, you would have no look at it.
Well, I'm sure, obviously, this would vary. But one chart I looked at today is from Seth Walder of ESPN. And he's got every team's odds by seeding. And so this would be based on, I mean, it's somewhat subjective, like, well, maybe that's not the word, how a team performs, point differential, strength of schedule, everything like that would be baked into this. But to get a top four seed, the Bills, which is just at least a division title, any of the, obviously the top four teams are the division winners. They're at 19%. Those are the Bills' odds by this math to win the AFC East. So 1 in 5. I think I saw New England to win the East at -550. So that's pretty close to that. The likeliest outcome for the Bills is the 5, which has been the case. Even last week when they were, I think, the 7, they were still favored to be the 5, which would probably play the AFC North winner, which is now the Steelers. because of their win yesterday. So 44.7% to be the 5, 24.3% to be the 6. 69% even to be the 5 or the 6. Which is only to maybe bring up the question, like, so how big is this? And hear me out. Last year, I'm not saying the Bills should, like, rest players, okay? But last year, the Bills pushed and pushed and pushed, and they didn't get there. They could not get to Kansas City. They end up playing the Denver game. Then they beat the Ravens. Then they go to Kansas City, and it's a close game. I mean, super close. But we get out of it, and we're all like, okay, one of these years, they have to get the bye. They have to get the one to give themselves the break. 2 years ago, it's the A.J. Klein thing. And guys are hurt. Rap, you know, like, was it even Gabe Davis that year? Just like, they're kind of falling apart, and they play the Chiefs, and they also lose by a field goal, and that's the takeaway, is one of these years, you've got to get the break. And then last year is that, again, what do you do about it here? You win the game, and you're still, I mean, you're alive to win the division, but you're still going to need Miami or the Jets to beat the Patriots, or else you have no chance. You got to try.
Yep. That's why I said it could end up being to their detriment. Like, you know, if it falls right enough here, they beat New England, and then what do they have after the Bills? Cleveland is after that. Yeah. And New England loses to Baltimore, right? So now you're tied now, and that's where, you know, you got to keep winning, of course, and you need Miami or the Jets to do you the favor. And so you're leaning into that. And, you know, that could go right to week 18 and you don't get it. And what are you left with? You know, you went hard, you rode hard through the rain to get to this destination that it turns out the store's closed. You're just going to, right? There's a part of me. I mean, the world doesn't work this way. Pro football doesn't work this way. The standings don't work this way. I would freeze the standings right now the way they are and start the playoffs. The matchups look great to me.
You would take the 5.
I would take the 5 and play Pittsburgh, and I would gladly let the Patriots deal with the Houston Texans. I think that would be I think they're going to be a hard out for anybody.
What is that? 2-7?
Yeah. And the Chargers would get the Jags.
Right.
Right. If the wild cards win, I got to get through that. I got to get through that. Then I'm home. It's Texans, Broncos, Bills, Chargers. And I could be, if that goes right, if the Texans can handle the Broncos, then I'm hosting. And it's not the best matchup, but you're hosting the AFC title game. Like, that's not that.
Wow, you're going a long way here.
I know, but that doesn't seem. Nate Geary went a long way. He tweeted this 9 hours ago, and I have it.
That doesn't mean you have to.
Because I really like it.
Oh, okay.
I really like it. So I would take that right now if I could, but I can't. You know, that's not the way it works. But, like, I don't think that anything within that construct, they're all upsets, but they're not crazy upsets to me.
No.
Chargers, Jags, coin flip to me. Texans, Patriots, maybe kind of the same. And then Texans, Broncos, not having Kansas City, not having Baltimore in the field gives the wild card teams to me more life than they would ever have without it, because they don't have to go to one of those places. They don't have to go to Buffalo even, because they're not up there either. You're in the wild card mix with everybody else. So it's a way to look at the playoff field without those two teams, and the Bengals not in there either, if you want to mention them because of Burrow and how their passing offense looked yesterday.
Can we be done with the Bengals now, finally?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Didn't Joe Goodberry say there was still a scenario where the Steelers and Ravens kill each other off, and even if the Bengals lost yesterday, they could still squeeze through? We'll see.
They're 4-9. They'd have to win 4 games, and maybe that's not crazy. The same is the Chiefs. The same is true of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Last night felt like I was watching a funeral with them. 6-7, but they're not dead either. They have, again, Seth Walder from ESPN, 15% to make it. If they win out, 54. Does that team win out? They play the Chargers at home next. There's Tennessee, the Raiders, and Denver at home. Their two big ones are home games.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, man, the look on their faces.
I know.
Kelce, 1 for 8. And he looks like he's just, you know, run somebody over. Sitting on the bench, completely just disconsolate. Hunt, 30 rushing yards. They're still married to that guy for some reason. I don't know why that. Does he have something on the Chiefs because they just will not quit Kareem Hunt and his 30 rushing yards? Rice, 4 for 34. The drops. And the pressure's on them, but Mahomes under pressure last night, the stats are incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, just nothing.
Yeah.
Everything looked so hard.
They have the same record as the Dolphins.
They have the same record as the Dolphins and the Ravens, who also never look good. I didn't see any of that yesterday, but I can imagine.
I only saw highlights, yeah.
Were there any highlights? What were the highlights?
There was some controversy.
Gainwell?
Well, no, not so much. Rodgers scored a rushing touchdown. I saw that on a game break. And
oh, yeah, I saw that.
There was a go-ahead touchdown that stood originally and got taken down after further review. Likely had the ball, took a step, took another step, went to take a third step, and the ball was punched out, and they ruled, like, no football move.
Oh, sure. Great system.
So, you know, here we are, everyone.
Well, what does yesterday do for you? Bills over the Bengals, 39-34, 803-0550. For your calls, we'll talk to Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio today. The Sabres are in Calgary. That's a, what, 9 o'clock game?
Correct.
So 8 o'clock pregame after we've left for the night on that one. Bills are a 1.5-point favorite in New England. Sure. The Patriots fans have got to be worked up over that. Last week I said this about the Super Bowl odds. That the Bills,
mm-hmm.
That would be this show, I think, if we were there. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Should the Bills be favorites here? Didn't we beat them? Aren't we ahead? Like, don't we have the MVP favorite this time? This is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll say again, the Bill, like I said last week, the Bills and Patriots have not had that many huge games where they were both good. The best we could do for a long time was the 1 year where Allen was younger and they went to New England on a Saturday with a chance, and then they lost that game. But really, it's obviously mostly been the Brady years, whatever, and the Kelly years were mostly whatever. New England was terrible for a lot of that. So now you've got one, just like with the Bills and the Jets. It's rare where both teams are good, but this one also is not the highest of stakes.
But New England can win the division. Like, so reporters in New England are asking Vrabel about it being a t-shirt and hat game. Because, you know, they're going to get, you know, I imagine they'll be gear ready. Because if they win, they're going to get hats and shirts saying AFC East Division Champs.
And they won't put them on because they'll say, we have higher goals.
Okay.
They won't wear any of it.
I don't think that'll happen.
It's all going to go to Africa.
But it's a pretty tasty, Well, at least they'll be mothballed for a week if the Bills win. That's the best you can do for now. Ultimately, Africa's the destination if they don't win.
What an anticlimax, potentially, if the Bills win this game and then make up the other game in the standings next week. The Bills should probably bury Cleveland, and then they're tied, but the Patriots have
Miami
at the Jets, and then the Dolphins in New England with a chance to win it. All right, let's take a break, and we'll look for your calls afterward. 803-0550 is the number. It is Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Josh Allen's kryptonite may not even have an opportunity to impact him, and that's been Patrick Mahomes. There were always questions of the what if. The what if Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have to go to Kansas City and Arrowhead. He's shown that he is well, willing, and able to put the team on his back to win a football game if it's not versus Patrick Mahomes. If he has to go to Denver, if he has to go any other team outside of, you know, Arrowhead, man, I'm putting my money on Josh Allen because he's the game changer that we all know he could be.
Cam Newton. The Bills at 9-4 and sitting fifth in the AFC playoff race. It will go to sixth if the Chargers win tonight. Too early still to care about the exact order, but the Chargers would have the edge on the Bills if they were tied. And so LA at 8-4, home to the Eagles tonight. Philadelphia a 2-point favorite. 803-0550 for us, Football Monday. Mike Shope and the Bulldog WGR. Eric Wood at 4. Sal Capaccio at 5, the Sabres at 9 with pregame at 8 in Calgary. Brian Koziol. Let's go to Angelo here. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Ange.
Ange, how are you?
Good. I'm glad you just played that bit. The talking heads on ESPN all sort of talk about the Bills. If they make it, you know, win it all, that somehow it'll be lessened because they didn't have to go through Kansas City. And my point is, we played a game against Kansas City that was very important to Kansas City early in the season, and we beat them. And they're not going to get to – we don't have to play them again. And so as far as I'm concerned, we've already taken care of Kansas City.
Well, we should have lost to them on purpose. We should have let them win, or else so it's not illegitimate.
Right. We could beat them in January when it really matters.
Right.
Right. So it mattered then, and we're on our way.
What do you think – Ange, like the Chiefs, by the way, let me ask you about them. Do you think that's over, and does it make sense that they're as bad as they look?
I think it's over for this year. I don't think it's over. I mean, they also said it's the end of a dynasty. I don't think that's the case. I think we're going to have to worry about the Chiefs and Mahomes in the future. But I think it's over for this year. They look like a stuck pig, but for a variety of reasons.
Look terrible. Yeah, thanks, Ange. What do you think?
Stuck tank. I like that a lot. That is, I think they're done. Yeah, I think they're done. I don't know. Maybe they'll make it interesting, but they have looked this bad for
2 years,
quite a while. It's just last year they got away with it for all the, you know, hand-wringing we're doing here about the style of the Bills' offense and the passing game and they have enough and all this stuff. The Chiefs, we're a long ways from, oh, well, Rice is back and now Worthy and Hollywood Brown is healthy. Like, they've had their guys, and they just cannot put it together. So I think it's for this year, it's over.
I mean, I don't.
You think they can still run down a wild card spot?
I can't say it yet. I really still can't believe they lost last night from 10-10, but they dropped every pass. The timing's off. Anytime Mahomes goes deep, it's wrong. somebody's either covered or it's just too overthrown. It's never right. Kelce can't catch anything now. Rice drops big passes. They never run it. And defensively, they're okay. Like, I thought Stroud looked worse than Mahomes in a lot, for a section of this game where I thought it was going to get away from Houston. But Kelce just volleyballs a pass to the Texans, and they're in one of those ruts. I think, just like I'd say about the Bills, and we've talked about this, I mean, turnovers, there's a lot of randomness to it. If those plays don't end up in Houston's hands, I think maybe even last night the Chiefs are fine.
They might have gotten away with
but
it, yeah.
What is that to say? Like, that's part of football. So they'll play the Chargers next week in Arrowhead. We'll see what the Chargers have for that. We'll see what they have tonight. They're interesting in all this. Exact seeding and I don't know. Are they actually good? Do we think they're good?
The Chargers?
Yeah. When they don't have their tackles, they tend to get blown out, and now they don't. Alt is the big one. Like, he's injured.
Yeah.
Out for the year, right?
Yeah. I believe that's right. Because he was out and then came back, and then he went out again, and now I think it's permanent.
KC will be favored in that game next week.
Sort of like the way the Bills are favored this week in New England, I think. Like, the newer team with the better record is not going to get the respect yet.
Well, I think that is different, maybe, when it comes to L.A. Because I don't know how much respect they really have.
Well, they're not 11-2 either. Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
But I don't know if that's right. I mean, maybe that line isn't up because the Chargers still have a game tonight. Here is Gerald next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, and I'm only asking this question strictly based on age. At what point do the Buffalo Bills start looking at Josh's replacement?
Not yet.
Not right now, probably. Yep.
Not this April. I mean, not now. I'm not trying to be jerky. Like, of course, they're not thinking about it right this moment. But in another 5 or 6 years at this moment, their scouts would probably be looking at guys, I think. Like, but it's not. We're nowhere near it right now. We're, like, in the middle of his career, I think.
Yeah.
So
imagine if they did anything like that in next year's draft. What would that be? That would sort of be this day two.
I wanna get this person's number and like call and meet them, and I want to do like a deep dive think piece on how one comes to want to call a radio show today to ask that question. And I'm not really I am making some fun of the caller by even saying that, but like, what gets you to that space on the board today? Is it conversations with friends? We just heard from Cam Newton. He didn't last that long. He played a big, rugged, tough, mean game, and injuries knocked him out eventually. You know, much sooner than you might have thought when he was in the middle of his career, like I just referred to Josh. So I just like to know the mechanisms that led to that question being asked today.
I don't know.
Couldn't be further from my mind. Who is going to replace Josh Allen someday?
You know where you wouldn't call that crazy is Baltimore right now. I mean, I'm not sure it's that good a point in Baltimore either.
Right.
But I think right now with Jackson, who had a better game yesterday, it's okay. Is something different now? All these injuries, wasn't as willing to run. Are we getting to a point where we want to talk about how many more years? Not at all with the Bills, but maybe with the Ravens a little bit.
I think he had a rushing touchdown yesterday for the first time since the opener.
Yeah, yeah. There was a little bit of that.
He's missed some time, so I mean, it's not he's played them all or anything, but still, that's pretty incredible. Although he's never been the touchdown guy.
No, if that caller calls you in Baltimore today, I don't think you laugh him out of the room. Maybe. I doubt it, though. I don't think you laugh him out of the room. Here,
what are we doing?
Come on. Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Good.
So, kind of a comment slash question, too. So, I really believe that McDermott has ascended as far as, like, his aggressiveness. And I just think these last 4 or 5 games especially, he's been showing, like, a big change in how he coaches. And, obviously, Andy Reid is a phenomenal coach. He's, you know, Hall of Fame, all that. But do you think maybe his play calling and these trick plays are getting stale? And how many trick plays can you honestly do? I mean, when does it stop helping the team? You know what I mean? Like, and start hurting them. That's pretty much all I got, guys. I mean, you can maybe comment on that.
Okay. Are the Chiefs running a bunch of trick plays?
I don't know. And if we're talking about McDermott, are we talking about, like, Christian Benford blitzing aggressiveness, or are we talking about fourth downs? Because he's mostly been like this on fourth downs for the whole time.
Right.
Or not the whole time, but, like, you know.
It's not different. You're different.
The whole time they've been a contender, he's, you know, he turtled in that first AFC title game, like you've said, many the field goals. I think it changed almost after that. I mean, I don't remember every chapter and verse, but 3 of 4 again on fourth downs, we don't even talk about him anymore.
We don't talk about them when they work. That's the rule. Jeff is next. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Just conflicted, concerned about the defense, and also listening to a lot of the talking heads last night on Sunday Night Football. But the defense was the reason we won the game. Without the Bedford pick six and the interception, we don't win the game. So it's
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My head's spinning. Help me work through this. What are you guys' thoughts?
Well, you can get away with having flaws on defense and having guys open and allowing your opponent to convert 9 of 11 third downs if you are going to score. Like, you just, it washes away a lot of sins. Being able to get a play like Benford made, and then the very next offensive snap for Cincinnati is another interception. You go down and score again, and it's game. I mean, you hung on at the end, but that it swung the game. So there's no mystery. Their defense is still really taxed. They don't have a pass rush rushing four. I mean, as it turns out, you're probably not blitzing Benford if you're getting pressure with four and if Bosa's in the game or something. But, you know, you turn to an alternative and you get a huge play there. I mean, they blitzed Benford last week in Pittsburgh with Bosa in there. They combined for that play. But my point is, they've got flaws for sure on defense that aren't going anywhere. What they're not going to be faced with is that passing offense again between now and the end of the year.
This premises the defense is why they won? I mean, when you win a game on a field goal on the last play, is the kicker why you won? The defense is what scares me. Allen is why they beat anybody. Almost always, whenever they win, it's usually like you start with him, and maybe you don't have to go further than that. I don't know. I'm scared about the D. Maybe they're what, I don't know if this is right, saving grace or something will be who they don't have to play in the postseason, mm-hmm. Mahomes or Burrow, maybe, but that doesn't mean they're good. Like I think the defense is kind of scary.
Nobody was saying they're good, the caller nor me. It was merely the guys saying, I'm conflicted. I'm worried about them, but they made these huge plays that
you should still
helped you win the game.
You should still be worried then.
Yes. That's
those plays are pretty random.
Basically what I said.
Yeah, I mean, you're even saying like if Bosa plays, Benford isn't.
Maybe. I mean, he did. Yeah, I know. I mean, he did. He was blitzing on the big play against Pittsburgh last week with Bosa in there. But yeah, I mean, they had to resort to that to try to get pressure. They could not get to the passer at all without sending extra people.
Well, look, I mean, a couple of these years they've had top-ranked defenses. And I might not have thought, although I probably did, I might not have thought year to year that that's irrelevant and the only chance they have is through Allen. I definitely think that now. And I think looking back at the last 5 years, it was right to think that for the last 5 years. Because in the end, their defense did not get stops every year when they lost. I don't need to have the whole debate with you, but like to me, like that's the number one reason why you lost. You could not get Mahomes or Burrow off the field. So maybe if it's Bo Nix, they can get Bo Nix off the field, or even May. But this is their weakest defense of the era, is it not?
I don't think there's any question.
It's not even close, right? Like this is. It's good to see Benford in the play. Benford is like Bernard. When Bernard was, he didn't ever really grade that well, or usually, but he made these big plays, and you won, and wow, look at Bernard. And Benford, who has graded well, you know, his whole career pretty much, this year really wasn't, and now you're getting 2 weeks in a row, he's in the end zone. That's probably better.
And he is shutting down. I mean, he did a great job yesterday, and even last week, although Pittsburgh was so meek. But yeah, it feels like maybe he's a guy on the defense that might be playing his best football of the year. Certainly, I wouldn't go so far as to say his career.
Metcalf did have a game yesterday for Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and he was largely irrelevant in the Bills game. Also, he got to be a gunner at one point yesterday, DK
really?
Metcalf. Yeah. Somebody was hurt in that role. Olszewski, is that his name?
Sure.
And they pulled him off, and Metcalf went in and did the...
Wow.
The role.
Good for him.
Kind of cool. Eric Wood at 4. Football Monday continues after this here on WGR.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.